Susan Sarandon slammed for claiming Jews are getting a taste of what it feels like to be a Muslim. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 21, 2023. Left-wing Hollywood star Susan Sarandon is being slammed for comments she made at an anti-Israel rally in New York, where she reportedly said that Jews are getting a taste of what it feels like to be a Muslim. Sarandon was seen at an anti-Israel protest in New York's Union Square in Bryant Park on Friday, chanting from the river to the sea, "Palestine will be free," despite it being considered an anti-Semitic slogan, as it suggests the decimation of the world's only Jewish state, according to a report by New York Post. The Thelma and Louise star also declared that Jews are now getting a taste of what it feels like to be a Muslim in the United States. "There are a lot of people that are afraid of being Jewish at this time, and are getting a taste of what it feels like to be a Muslim in this country," Sarandon said. "It's important to listen, it's important to have facts. You don't have to go through the entire history of that region. You just have to show the babies that are dying in incubators," the dead man walking star continued, before calling for a ceasefire. Sarandon was quickly slammed on social media. Among her critics was journalist Asrin Omani, who shared a photo of her Muslim family members and informed the stepmom star what it's like being a Muslim in America. "Hi there, it's Susan Sarandon. This is my mom, my dad and me on the rail trail in Morgantown, West by God, Virginia. Let me tell you what it means to be Muslim in America," Nomani began. "My dad didn't have to become a second-class indentured servant to one of the many tyrants of Muslim countries that use immigrants from India, like my family, as essential slaves," she continued. "In 1975, after getting his PhD at Rutgers, he was about to go to Libya, a Muslim country, led by a Muslim, Muammar Gaddafi, to work like a servant with a PhD for a wealthy dictator. But then the phone rang one day and I picked it up. It was West Virginia University calling. And my dad got a job as an assistant professor of nutrition," Nomani said. "He got rejected first for tenure, but being Muslim in America meant he got a right like everybody got, his right to appeal, and guess what? He won and he became a full professor. That's what it means to be Muslim in America. You get your full rights, like Dr. Zudi Jasser has wished for his family in the Muslim nation of Syria, where a Muslim dictator destroys the lives of Muslims," Nomani declared. The journalist continued with her story. "My mom? Being Muslim in America meant she got to live free with the wind in her hair, like Adelina Jamasi fights for women in the Muslim nation of Iran to be able to enjoy. And what did living free mean for my mom as a Muslim in America? It meant in 1981 she got to start a business on High Street in downtown Morgantown, called Ains International. That is something that at Ms. Nainafi wished women could have had the right to do in the Muslim nation of Saudi Arabia. But guess what? That entrepreneurship and financial independence is denied Muslim women in so many Muslim countries. That summer my mom started her business. I got on a plane at Pittsburgh Airport for Tahlequah, Oklahoma. And I went away from home at 16 for a National Science Foundation camp. Without a male chaperone, a right denied Muslim women and girls in Saudi for so long. In another taste of being Muslim in America? My family got a pathway to citizenship. You think the Muslim dictatorship of Qatar allows a pathway to citizenship for Muslim slaves, servants or Palestinian Muslims? Hell no. The Muslim Al Thani family just buys citizenship for Muslim soccer stars from countries in Africa to steal World Cup wins. But otherwise it treats non-Qatari Muslims like slaves. America? My family waited, took the test, studied the constitution and we are citizens, hallelujah. I'm going to fast forward because this is just a taste of what it means to be Muslim in America. In 2002, I fled Pakistan with a souvenir that could have gotten me imprisoned or killed. A baby growing inside of me, a wedding ring not upon my hand. Sharia law makes sex out of marriage a crime in Muslim countries like Pakistan. My body? The mullah's tyranny. And even dare to be atheist like at Yas Muhammad's? It's also a crime punishable by death, in Muslim countries but not in America. Where do you think I came to give birth to my baby in safety and security, without shame? West by God, Virginia in the United States of America, where we enjoy equal rights as Muslim Americans, not Americans, Nomani proclaimed. This is a taste of life for a Muslim family in America, she added. Please don't minimize the experience of Jewish Americans by sanitizing the hell that it is for Muslims living in Muslim countries and vilifying America for the life, and freedoms she offers Muslims like my family. Go, live like a Muslim woman in a Muslim country. Nomani concluded by stating, "You will come back to America and kiss the land beneath your feet." The journalist's post on X/Twitter has received 18,000 reposts, 59,000 likes, and 3.4 million views. Nomani was also met by support from a slew of social media users in the comments section of her post. As Breitbart News reported, Sarandon has continuously expressed her support for Palestinians while choosing not to make any mention of the Hamas terrorists who invaded Israel on October 7 and committed mass atrocities including rape, murder, and kidnappings. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.